You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. Last week, we enumerated many ways in which immigrants' lives are being disrupted by changes to federal immigration policy in Washington. Closer to home, however, fraud and deceit here in the San Joaquin Valley are also hindering immigrants, some of whom are legal or are pursuing legal paths to citizenship. The Fresno Bee reported recently a story on how people posing as attorneys or immigration consultants are defrauding locals out of tens of thousands of dollars and legitimate legal help. Here to talk about this reporting is Bee immigration reporter Yesenia Amaro. Yesenia, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So let's begin where your story begins, with a court case. Tell me about this court case involving a woman in San Joaquin County.
Sure. This the Attorney General's office in 2017 filed a complaint against Jelen Dorothea Brooks after 15 of her clients came forward and said that they had been defrauded by Brooks. And the complaint that was filed by the Attorney General's office and in her plea agreement, also from 2017, it basically specified that her 15 clients had paid her between $3,000 to over $6,000 to basically protect them from deportation, but she did little work or no work at all for those people.
And that's $3,000 to $16,000 per client, correct?
Per client, that's correct.
And so what kind of fraud did Brooks commit here? What was she promising these clients?
Right. So she was basically pretending to be a licensed immigration attorney, although she had lost her license in 2015. And she was pretty much promising them that she would protect them from deportation. The clients trusted her, and she actually then took advantage of their trust. And if they didn't pay her, she even made threats that they would be deported.
And so this woman was posing as an attorney, but in fact had no law degree. How did she trick people into being her client?
That is correct. She was not licensed to practice law. She had, she had been disbarred in 2015. However, she was able to open up a practice here in the Central Valley. And again, experts say that there's a lack of oversight on people such as Brooks, who pretend to be licensed and make promises to people. And that played a role in her being able to take advantage of so many people.
And so this woman was she was posing as an attorney, even though she had been disbarred. But, related to this, and something you touch upon in this article quite a bit, are so-called notarios públicos. So can you explain what is a notario público? And is that just a notary public? Is that the same thing?
Right. So the issue with notary publics is that in countries in Latin America, these professionals have a much higher level of education. Their education is more equal to that of an attorney. And oftentimes, members of the immigrant community think that notary publics here have the same qualifications, but they don't. Notary public here in the U.S. is only able to translate forms and witness signatures, for example. So their level of qualification is much lower than that of a notario público in Latin American countries.
And so this also provides a way for people posing as notarios públicos, or who are notarios públicos and notaries public, but to pose as people with more training and more abilities to help immigrants who are very vulnerable in this area.
Right. Yeah. Organizations that work with the immigrant community here in the Central Valley say that not all, but some notaries public, do operate beyond their scope. And again, given the lack of oversight on these professionals, they're able to get away with it. They're able to get away with, again, doing things that only an attorney should be doing.
And so how common is this kind of fraud, against the immigrant community? How common, would you evaluate that is in this part of California?
Mm-hmm. According to the organizations that work here with the immigrant community, it's very rampant. But again, some of the figures are low. And that's because some of these people who are victimized are actually afraid to come forward and file complaints, for example, with the local district attorney's office. So, again, we have, organizations saying that it's very common, but then some of the complaints that are actually filed with district attorney's office are much lower.
And then what are the consequences to these victims who, think that they're filing legitimate paperwork and are on a way to citizenship or whatever it else it is that they're looking for legal help with? What happens to them after being involved with someone fraudulent like this?
Right. Oftentimes, organizations say that when these people, what are these professionals seeking, legal advice? These professionals end up putting the victims in a much worse situation, and some of them actually even end up being deported or are not eligible for immigration relief benefits that they would otherwise be because, the wrong form was filled out or the wrong information was included in the form, and sometimes, in certain cases, some of the local organizations are able to clean up their cases. But again, in other cases, some of the victims end up being deported as a result.
So some of these victims are doubly victimized, really.
Right. Yeah, they're defrauded of a large amount of money. And at the same time, in certain cases, also end up being removed from the country.
So you mentioned there's some legislation that very narrowly did not actually make it through the state legislature, but could have addressed some of these problems. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So Assembly Bill 638 went through the Senate just a few weeks ago in late August, but it didn't pass the Senate. But this bill would pretty much have addressed the issue, at least when it comes to immigration consultants. Under the current state law, basically anybody who wants to become an immigration consultant can do so by registering with the Secretary of State's office, placing a $100,000 bond, and passing a background check. And this bill would essentially repeal the statute that allows these professionals to practice in the state. But it failed to pass the Senate, and people will now have to wait until another legislation is introduced.
And so you spoke to a number of different law enforcement agencies and justice agencies here. What are these agencies, like the State Bar Association, district attorneys, what are they doing about this kind of crime?
Right. So the district attorney's office does investigate these cases. I know that the Fresno County District Attorney's Office is currently investigating two cases for potential prosecution, although they were not able to disclose details at this time because the investigation is still ongoing. But the California State Bar said that it's taken recent action on this matter, and it recently created a new unit that basically is in charge of investigating such cases.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. Yesenia Amaro is a reporter covering immigration for the Fresno Bee. Thanks so much, Yesenia.
Thank you for having me again.